This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm Tyler, and today's article comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. Every day, I read a new article exploring a different aspect of real estate investing. If you consider yourself a multitasker, this is the perfect show for you. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Want to increase short-term rental bookings? Of course you do! Make an Instagram account. By Liz Zach. All right, so you spend way too much time on Instagram. It's true, you do, and TikTok and Pinterest and whatever else. And guess what? Your potential short-term rental guests do too. So why miss an opportunity to get in front of them when they're dreaming about their next getaway, Why miss an opportunity to remarket to your past guests by reminding them how awesome your place was? Don't leave your fate up to the Airbnb algorithm alone. Take matters into your own hands and start building out and developing your own organic audience. While you do need to devote some time to channel upkeep, of course, you shouldn't need more than a few hours a week once you get going. Track how many people view your bio and click through your booking link to make sure you're getting ROI on your efforts. Here's what else to keep in mind, too. All right, make a business account. When you set up your STR on IG, you can decide the type of account you want to create. We won't go into how to actually launch a handle on Instagram here because we know you already know how to do that. But when you do build it, make sure to select a business account as opposed to creator or personal. This way, you get access to the extra business features that will help travelers better find and interact with you, like your contact information and STR address. Make sure to fully optimize your bio within the 150-word character count. Craft a few words about your amazing rental, making sure to include a few relevant hashtags, and make sure to link out to your booking site in the URL field, whether this is a standalone site or an Airbnb Vrbo listing. Post regularly and lean into Reels. Your shiny new account won't do much good if you never post anything. Your goal is to get into potential guests' feeds with videos and images of your incredible STR, showing how much fun current guests are having there and what sets you apart from your competition. Drive that FOMO. Make sure your posts support your property's brand, though. In order to appear regularly in followers' feeds, the IG algorithm wants to see you posting regularly, too. So try to focus initially on Reels. Unlike stories and feed posts, which mostly go to your existing audience, Reels are designed to be seen by people beyond your follower list. This is a fantastic way to acquire new followers and, of course, build your audience. Hashtag wisely. Pick 10 to 12 hashtags that make sense for your post every time to help with reach. Vary them so the algorithm doesn't start to see your posts as spam. Repeated words can sometimes trigger this. So, see what your already established competition is using and steal some of those hashtags too. Steal. It's legal in this, and it's ethical. All right, you can also create a bespoke hashtag for your STR. If you do that, make sure to use it in every post and your bio too. Let's talk about user-generated being the best content. If a guest tags your account in a photo they've taken on your property, this is content gold, seriously. This is real-life evidence that your guests are having the time of their lives at your place. And the very best kind of advertisement to convince future guests to book. When Instagram alerts you that you've been tagged in a guest post, you can repost this content on your stories page. This makes the poster feel special and heard and is the best kind of marketing. Make sure to go to your guest's original post and comment there too. One way to encourage more UGC, or user-generated content, is to make an Instagram wall in your STR. Something memorable and feed-ready inside or out that will inspire guests to snap a pic and post. If you do this, include a small sign next to it with your Instagram handle and STR hashtag so guests will use it when they post. Share those stellar reviews. Don't do it every day. You want your channel to feel like a content channel, not just a big advertisement. But every once in a while, when you do get a great one, go ahead and share it. Post it as text underneath a beautiful image of your place or the amenity they're highlighting, or even as text on an image if it's short and sweet. Showcase great local vendors. Let future guests see what makes your area so fantastic. Post videos of the little cafes, the parks, and even the restaurants nearby. Share your favorite order when you go to the coffee shop on the corner or the best place to grab lunch at the beach. Make sure to tag these businesses and you will likely see them tag you in return. Ask questions. All right, so in addition to things like posting cadence, the Instagram algorithm also prioritizes engagement. When your audience engages with your content, that's a signal to Instagram that you're posting worthwhile content and you will show up in more feeds. You can help stack the deck in your favor just by asking questions when you post or by asking your audience to weigh in on something fun you've been considering, like, what amenity should we add next? A hot tub? A pool table? Or a fire pit? You get the idea. Whatever you do, though, make sure it's authentic, relatable, and fun. I hope you found this article helpful. Now what I want you to know is, have you joined the BiggerPockets community yet? BiggerPockets is your complete resource for learning and succeeding in real estate investing. Avoid mistakes, get advice, and stay motivated by tapping in to the collective knowledge of over 2 million members. What are you waiting for? Visit BiggerPockets.com/signup and join us. I'll see you all on the BiggerPockets forums, and tomorrow right back here on BiggerPockets Daily. Peace out.